Stupidity has been presented by ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Welcome to a journey inside the soul of one of sports media's brightest minds. A profoundly nuanced odyssey called Stupidity. Hosted by the incomparable Stu Gotts, a man I consider a personal hero, an icon of the industry. I want to make no bones about it. There is no Mike Greenberg today without the sensational Stu Gotts providing me the inspiration to chase my dream and challenge myself to be just half as brilliant as he is. Allow me, Mike Greenberg, a man who would probably today be doing traffic in Sioux Falls without Stu Gotts' influence, to welcome you to a truly transcendent sonic experience. This is Stupidity.
Welcome in to another episode of Stupidity, the biggest podcast in the world, thanks to you. Please subscribe, rate, review, unsubscribe, resubscribe, re-rate, re-review. We're bigger than Oprah. How about that? I mean, we're at the Super Bowl. She's not. Where is she standing?
Not here. Probably in Chicago or L.A. or wherever she has houses. Multiple houses. How many houses do you think Oprah has? Five? Upwards of five?
If I set the over-under at five, would you go over-under? I'd go over, probably.
Yeah, probably over.
Yep. Yeah. Will Cain sitting right. I see Will wants
Will's
to
going way over. We got to get Will out. Let's go, Will. Let's talk
Plus, he's just, Will's just muttering things under his breath. He's
Welcome to Radio Row, by the way. Here we go. I mean, just people are sitting next to you.
By the way. Maui, I'm going over five.
Over five. Will Cain, over five. Over.
It's a great point by you. I mean, Radio Row, Super Bowl week, these are the kind of things that happen. You bring up a conversation about Oprah, how many houses she have, and then boom, Will Cain wants to dive in.
He perked right up. I saw his eyes. There's a little glint in those eyes.
It's a good framework. Over under five houses for Oprah. Perfect. I'm in.
Might leave your show today.
Let's make a list. Most houses.
I feel like most houses.
ESPN?
Most Green. Houses at ESPN.
Oh, I'm in. Okay, hold on. I got to write a script for OTL, and I will be put on hold for
this
most
houses. This
is
way more important.
ESPN. Let's do this.
Stephen right. A has three, I
Wait,
say?
Hold on. Hold on. Everyone slow down.
We're very excited.
Okay? I know. No, we've stumbled upon something here. But slow down. Do we agree over under five houses for Oprah? Let's just clear that out first, right?
So that's a fair over under.
All
right. Yes.
So it's a fair. So what would you?
Is it a fair over under or is it obviously over five?
I don't know that it's
maybe
obviously.
I think it's an obvious over
so
five.
So maybe the line has to go up.
Yeah.
A little.
I would say six is a that
six
would
and
be
a half.
Difficult. Yeah, six and a half. Six and a hook. should I look it up? I mean,
do you think that's publicly shared information?
I don't think it is.
No, nah, probably not.
All right, let me check the Google machine.
She might have an island.
Oh, we're fact-checking right now?
Good. Yeah, good. You know.
Yeah, why not?
So ESPN, while Stu Gotts looks this up, who do you think, Will, at ESPN? So most residences.
Wait, I want to see where he's going. I want to make sure he doesn't go to fake news here.
Oh, boy.
Oh, God. How many houses is Oprah Winfrey have? That's what I'm typing in here. Let's see what she has. Oh, wow, I have the answer.
No way.
I have
no way.
I'm hiding. Okay.
You turned the computer away from me.
Okay, this is not a visual medium, so I turned the computer away from Will Cain because I do have the answer, and I was very excited to be the only person with the answer.
How about you just tell us?
You just wanted to hoard it for a moment? Before you shared it, you wanted to be like the guy who knew.
Yes.
Start naming athletes that wear this jersey number. Let's do that.
Oh, Stanzik, this is producing.
Yes. I've never worked with Will Cain.
This is amazing.
He's heard a lot about me. We've never actually gotten to work together.
All right, athletes that wear the number.
Yeah. Okay. Athletes that wear the number
of houses that Oprah has.
All right. So okay. I got to give right. you. A
He's
couple.
Having to look it up, by the way. He just
well, I want no because I don't want to give you an obvious one, man.
Yeah.
You'll get it too quickly. Okay. So just give me a second.
This
here.
Is almost like a little family feudish too. Top seven answers on the board.
You know what? I already know what it is. I already know what it is. Because he had to Google.
Yeah, I mean, you got a better look at his computer.
Let me put it this way: he would have said Troy Aikman quickly, so we know it's not eight.
All right, Tyson Chandler.
Ooh, as a Nick, he wore six.
Yeah, it's six.
All right, you got it.
By the way,
can't you just sped it up and let LeBron James there?
Stanzik, two things. A, I saw his computer. I saw it said six.
You did?
Of course. But B, you know six is a tough number. That is why you had to Google it.
Like, yeah.
Who was six?
Right. Not a
who
lot of quarterbacks wear six.
Wait,
like
you want
Bubby Brister back in the day.
You want to go,
who's the most famous active quarterback with six?
There is one.
That's
oh,
a
it's
good
gonna
question.
Kill me. I wore six in high school, FYI.
It's not a
popular very personal.
And by the way, when Stanzik says it's going to kill him, it is going to kill him. Like, he is so weird. He gets so mad when he doesn't remember this. Quarterback's wearing the
There's a current one that's not bad.
The number six. A current one?
Yeah.
Did Bobby Brister wear a six?
I already said that. Thanks for listening.
Stupidity.
Am I on Stupidity right now?
You are.
Doing,
you are.
I don't even know what this is. Yeah. I'm just sitting next to you and you said put this on.
Radio Rose, Super Bowl week. That's what happens.
You Jay Cutler
you're
was
on
six.
In so many places. You have no idea where you are, what you're on, what you're saying, who you're talking to.
Jay Cutler was six.
Cutler was six.
But he's not the most famous six of all time.
According to Fox Sports, in an article that was written, because they don't write articles anymore, 2016. They picked Jay Cutler, best number six.
All right.
Wow.
We need others, though. I think.
Okay, let's do this ESPN
one.
House thing. I got to go prep my show.
By the way, is that why you've been muttering under your breath?
No, I'm serious. I have to write. You know, they brought back Outside the Lines. They do this thing called Parting Shots. You got to write a little 60-second script, and I lost it. Somebody said hi, set my phone down, it went away.
Guys, Baker Mayfield. Worst.
Wow.
I knew there was a current one. I also said I think the quarterback was good, so I'm going to have to retract that.
We have no idea if he's good. All right, so most houses.
At ESPN.
So most houses.
How about Will speeding us along?
I like that. Well, listen, he's got writing.
I gotta go. I gotta write something.
He's got real work.
But
to
I want to play this game too. So,
by the way, it was eight on Oprah. She just recently sold two homes.
Wow.
She sold one for $90 million.
Where was that one?
Okay.
Where was that one? Montecito. And she sold another one for about $75 million in Chicago.
Pretty good.
All right.
Six homes left.
Pocketed a cool $165 million.
If I really didn't have a show, do we get to the next 30 minutes and see if you can guess the location of those left six homes? What's left?
She's got to still have one in L.A.
A home base.
It's got to be Chicago.
It's got to be L.A. and a home base Chicago.
That's easy.
Yes.
I know she has Hawaii. That's three. She probably keeps a place in New York, you think?
Yes, definitely. Yeah. And then she doesn't come down this way, does she?
I don't know.
I don't think so.
I would say
abroad?
South Florida, I could see. I mean, I'm looking it up right now.
Would she be like a Hamptons person, Stu Guts? Is she like a Long Island?
I don't see her as a Hamptons. No. I see her maybe...
Is she like a
big lake house in Chicago somewhere for the summer?
What about Colorado? She's not a South. Oh. She's a skier.
I don't see her as a skier.
I like two in Chicago as a good theory there.
Oh.
I'm looking them up right now.
Like Hernandez, she has another pad somewhere else.
Very timely reference there. We actually interviewed the director of that documentary. Didn't air it. Gave us nothing, that guy.
I think the ESPN game is going to be anticlimactic, by the way.
I know. Who would
it's
it be? Is it obvious?
It's between... Well, Stephen A.
Yeah.
Dan.
I mean, Golic has three.
Who's the second name he said?
Dan.
Dan's got one.
SVP?
SVP, I think, is like a 1.5, maybe 2.5.
So Lebatard's got, no.
I got Mike Golic on the board with three.
He is
our leader.
You know Golic has three.
For a fact, I know he has three.
Where does he, well, should we?
Arizona, South Bend, and Connecticut.
He wants to be in Arizona so badly. He just wants to stay there.
That's a cool three, and I don't know if we're topping that, are we?
Greeny has to have.
Oh, he's got, now we know Connecticut and New York.
Connecticut and New York, that's true.
Right, and he keeps talking about getting a place down here. I mean, every time he's down here, I'll get a place down here. Okay, we'll get a place. It's every time.
Is that a rite of passage thing?
Yes.
I was very delicate there. You knew where I was going.
Yeah, but he's talking Miami. Rite of passage is Boca.
Okay.
You don't want to be in Miami. Like, gated community, Boca, golf.
I'm going to rip this, by the way. I'm going to use this on the Will Cain show today.
You should.
Cool? Yeah.
Alright, so,
we'll post it before.
But I'm trying to, there has to be someone that we're not thinking, like, maybe Chris Berman has, like.
Boom. Oh, definitely. Hawaii and Connecticut.
Right.
Know that on him.
Right.
Oh, yep. Okay.
So he's at two, but yep. Golic's the leader in the clubhouse.
Golic has three.
We need someone that definitively has four, and I don't know if we're getting there.
But I like how you're thinking to go old school.
You gotta go back, that's what I'm telling you. Like,
Kornheiser. I don't know.
He doesn't travel. He's like a DC. Stephen A., do you know that number on
Stephen A.? No, I don't know.
I think he's New York, New Jersey, Philadelphia. Does he have a place in L.A.? I don't know,
honestly.
Yeah.
I don't know if he has a place in L.A. I think Stephen A. has a place where Stephen A. shows up, he has a place.
Right. It is his place.
I don't think he sleeps. I don't think he has homes.
They're just studios to studios. Yeah.
Have you ever been to any of Stephen A.'s homes? Has Stephen A. ever invited you out to do anything?
Have you guys ever broken bread?
That's a good question. Broken bread.
You have. Okay. Wow.
Have you really?
Yeah.
We should play the game of who has Will Cain broken bread with at ESPN.
Please, let's do it.
I think twice breaking bread with Stephen A.
Was it just you and Stephen A.?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's exciting.
At the Bristol cafeteria?
One was in West Hartford, right?
Okay.
Army, wherever that fancy place in Connecticut.
Like, there was an actual time set, a reservation was made, and you met Stephen A. and had dinner together?
And one was in New York,
Wow, very jealous.
Wow, I know.
I got to be honest with you, man. How was it?
Like everything, volatile.
Like, I just imagine you guys, first off, congrats, like, you went somewhere without a moderator.
Do we know that for sure? Was Molly there?
And I just imagine you guys just debating the entire time at dinner.
This is fun segment two. Who have I broken bread
with?
Have
you broken bread with Molly or Max? No way. Molly, maybe.
Did Stephen A. Well, like,
I had breakfast with Molly. Oh, make it three with Stephen A. I had breakfast with Molly and Stephen A. one time.
Oh, nice.
But hold on a second. We're missing. Like, listen. There are very few people, if any, that have broken bread with Stephen A. one on one. And so, I'm like, what is he doing? Is he unleashing sports takes on you? Like, you talking business?
You want the real now? Yeah.
No, yes.
Stephen A. I would not use the word mentor. I don't think it's been like that, but he has given me career advice on numerous occasions.
Very
so whenever we sat down and had dinner, it was like, the way things are going, his advice to me.
Right.
Like that. I've very much appreciated
that's
it.
That's very, very nice.
Yeah.
He doesn't want to reveal too much about
it. No, I don't.
Must have been really good advice.
I mean, I'd offer you advice, but whatever advice, you wouldn't listen. If you did, it would take you in the complete wrong direction. So. Will came with us here. All right, Will, you got to go? Are we done with this game?
I think so.
Yeah.
I think we're done here.
Jackson back in the studio. Mark Sanchez, number six. You should have gotten that.
Oh, Mark Sanchez.
Yeah. Yeah, you really should have gotten that. Did you have that jersey?
Yeah, it's disappointing.
No, I did not have that jersey. I did it. He's the best quarterback I've ever had. So that's Radio Row, Super Bowl week. This is what happens, okay? Me and Stanzik are setting up the podcast. We are ready to go, okay? We think we have an idea. We're going to follow that idea. And then, boom, Will Kane shows up. That's how it works. Stupidity, Radio Row, Super Bowl week. I love it. I have it. Stanzo.
Stupidity.
All right, we are at Radio Row here. I mean, this is the height of sadness. The epicenter of sadness right here, Radio Row. But it just got, a lot happier. I got a lot happier. I don't know if it got happier, but I got happier because Frank Caliendo is here, frankcaliendo.com. I think I first met you at a...
Can we just change that to my name?
I know I had to do that.
Frankcaliendo.com is my name. Just use it as my moniker.
But that's the deal we have. When I ask you to do stuff, I know I have to say that like 17 times very quickly, right?
It was an easy negotiation. I was like, sure.
Did we meet? We first met at the Jacksonville Super Bowl.
Yeah,
right?
It was brutal. Yeah, nobody knew what was going on exactly. Most of the people didn't know who I was. You guys didn't know who I was. I kind of walked up there, and somebody took a chance, had me on, and I just made the show better.
And then, yes, you did. That's not hard to do, though, Frank. I mean, and then 47,000 meatballs later, we're good friends.
Moderano's, unbelievable.
I
could take a bath in their sauce. No problem with it. I'm like a rib.
What, that braised rib, that little short rib that's in there?
Yeah, I'm just in there soaking up the sauce and enjoying life. So you are in love with my Tony Romo, huh?
I mean, I know it's a very limited Tony Romo.
Oh, it's getting there, Jim, though. It's going to be really, really good. It's going to be, just take a look at everything that's going on here. We got an incredible setup. It's incredible and wonderful and amazingly incredibly wonderful. And I can't believe what's about to happen. We're about to see some of the most I'm trying to combine words that don't even combine. You ever hear him do this? You ever hear Tony Romo? He'll be like, oh, that's like one of those, that went to 0 to 60, like one of those really fast cars that goes from 0 to 60 really fast.
Jim, that went 0 to 60.
Jim, oh, that was incredible. That was really, really good.
0 to 60.
So it was funny because some people.
So it is very limited. You were right.
Yeah. Yeah. That's all I got. Because there's only so much you can do. It's that. And when he gets ready, he goes, here we go, Jim. When he does that, when he go here we go, Jim. Yeah, because I don't know how 100% how to think of him first. So when the impressions first start, you can get the voice down and some of the cadence and things like that, but it's like, what is he actually, what would he say? Like, Gruden, I tell you what, man, this looks like an atom bomb went off.
But you've always told me that, like, all the voices, they're very close to one another. So, like.
Oh, yeah, there's so many that are close.
So how'd you, like, you went after Romo because Romo has become very popular, but where did you pull Romo from? Like.
I'm trying to think where, because on the podcast I do, CalientoCast.
FrankCaliendo.com, by the way.
Or CaliendoCast.com. Yeah. Let's change it to that.
Jesus
CaliendoCast.com.
Christ, Frank.
Just that. Caliendo. Or FrankCaliendoCast.com. Frank but Caliendo. The way I'm explaining this, I'm getting even more plugs. Do you see how that is? Oh, I'll tell you what, man. That's tremendous, guy. This guy's plugging it like the top of Joe Biden's head, man.
Whoa.
You can't do that? That's too political?
I'm good. Stupidity.
Everybody looked around like, oh, yeah, that's got nothing to do with his politics. That's the top of his head. Lot of people are saying there's issues with the tops of people's heads. Can I do that? Am I getting in trouble?
You are on a podcast called Stupidity.
Right?
Fire away, man. There you go. So Romo, so you pulled it from?
I'm trying to think where that actually comes from.
But this is going to expand, right? It has to, because he's expanding. He's expanding in popularity. And
yeah, just like, but it's got to be with. I just have to set up a bit at this point. Like if we're ordering a pizza, like if Gruden ordered a pizza, it'd be like, I tell you what, man, it's going to be a good pizza right here. What's on it? I don't care, man. I'm just going to devour that thing. If it's Tony Romo getting the pizza, oh, look at this, Jim. This is, judging from the stains on this box, Jim, they gave us pepperoni and not sausage. I can tell by the way that the grease is just coming through the box and open it up, and there, here we go, Jim, sausage pizza, pepperoni. I don't remember which it was.
All right, this, I have to go here, and I'm sorry for doing it. FrankCaliendo.com, CaliendoCast.com, FrankCaliendoCast.com, Chris Berman ordering pizza.
Say what you will, but yeah, this is the fastest minuted pizza. Cheese, sausage, onions, extra sauce.
Is this your whole life? People just yelling at you to do this for me?
Oh, absolutely. Oh, yeah. Everything I do is just like, here's an idea, make it happen.
Do you have a request?
Yeah.
Well, no, just make sure you do it with FrankCaliendo.com, CaliendoCast.com.
Yeah, CaliendoCast.com.
I want to talk to Frank. I wonder how often you're like,
oh, that's most of my life because they're not paying. So
listen, I've known Frank for years. Okay, I consider myself a friend of Frank's. I never asked Frank about Frank.
Yeah, let me ask you this: would you prefer to have a conversation with Stu Gatz, or just have him tell you to do stuff, do it, and then you go on your merry way? Think about what the actual conversation would be with him.
There's no conversation with Stu Gatz.
Right.
It's just a conversation. It's always I want something.
Right. What can I get out of this?
So it's better to just give.
Have you ever dealt used cars? Have you ever done that?
No, but I know I'd be good at it. I mean, listen, I slung munis, municipal bonds, tax-free bonds for years. So whenever I got in a rut, I would just find, you know, a list of Murrays on West Palm Beach. I just start cold calling them. You know, like every 10th Murray has like $1 billion. That's a rule in West Palm Beach. I'm wondering, FrankCaliendo.com, CaliendoCast.com, if you wouldn't mind, perhaps having Morgan Freeman maybe set the scene here. Describe Radio Row.
First of all, Sonny, I wouldn't mind, but I'll do it anyway.
I love you.
As you gaze out to this row that is named Radio Row, you realize it isn't a row at all. What it is a splattering of the lowest form of life in the universe. The radio hero. There aren't even hashtags around here. Nobody's labeled anyone. These are the people who don't have the looks to even get on the internet. I love radio. I don't know why
I love it too.
I'm being such a jerk.
No, you're not. It's true. Everything you're saying is true.
Yes. There's a guy from a Hawaiian radio station that doesn't actually even broadcast. He's giving out macadamia nuts. He hasn't been on the air for 15 years. And guess what? He probably won't ever be back again.
He just keeps showing up the radio.
But somehow he's got a grandfathered credential to Radio Row.
It's Gil Brandt.
There we are. Truth is, Frank was just looking around to see what else was going on.
And there's nothing really going
on. Well, it's a Wednesday at Radio Row, and that's before everybody actually gets here. Just stupidity and stupidity, which I know is where the podcast name comes from. But
yes,
the truth is, when you take a look around, that's how we all feel. And guess what? Caliendo's walking around just trying to be part of it.
tells you where he is.
Well, you're like a used car salesman.
Yeah. Well,
table to table. Hey.
I used to work this. No, now I just try to avoid most people. Most, it used to be where I would try to work it and go to everything I could. And now I just try to put the hoodie on and hope nobody sees me. Is that a Jawa? No, it's Caliendo. Get him on. There's nobody really good here. Oh, there's a Hall of Famer. Let the Jawa go.
Oh God! All right, so I'm gonna ask the characters here.
Oh my God! I thought we were doing 5 minutes.
I'm getting you out of here right now. Oh, okay. FrankCaliendo.com, CaliendoCast.com.
Oh, it's all better.
I'm gonna ask for predictions of the game real quick. Robert De Niro, who's gonna win the Super Bowl?
Who's in it?
Charles Barkley.
I'm going with Patrick Mahomes. Not even the team. I just think Patrick Mahomes all by himself.
John Gruden.
I'll tell you what, man. 49ers. You know why? I don't want the Chiefs to win anything ever, man.
Bill Walton?
How great is this? You said this segment was going to end, and now it's going to go on forever. The ubiquities, the understanding, the effervescent tranquility as the planets collide and understand that our life will never change as long as we're here together.
I love you so much. John Madden, we'll finish right there.
I mean, you think about all the things you could have picked and all the things you don't pick, and between those two sets of things, boom, I'm going to Kansas City.
I lied. Robert Downey Jr.
Okay, do me a favor. Let's just wrap it up. Can we do that?
FrankCaliendo.com.
Oh, I could go on forever. Doing a fantastic job.
Last one.
Yes, of course.
Yeah.
Why not?
Okay.
Bring it.
All right. Lou Holtz.
I guess that's what we could have been. Here's the thing. I'm talking about this the entire time, and I'm taking off the headphones, and I'm seeing people whispering about stuff, and that's what they're going to say.
Probably go to a gym, Rome. How great is that? Finish it up. Is that probably the greatest one you've ever heard? Incredible. Phenomenal.
Tony Romo?
Phenomenal Romo. Rome to Romo. How great was that? There was one letter change. In a completely different facade. Rome to Romo out.
FrankCaliendo.com. CaliendoCast.com. I love you, buddy. Thank you.
At Frank Caliendo on social media.
Stupidity!
Hiring is challenging, but there's one place you can go where hiring is simple, fast, and smart, and growing businesses connect to qualified candidates. Cafe Altura's COO, Dylan Miskiewicz, experienced how challenging hiring can be after unsuccessfully searching for a director of coffee for his organic coffee company. But then he switched to ZipRecruiter and saw an immediate difference, and you guys can too by signing up for free at ZipRecruiter.com/StuPod. That's ZipRecruiter.com/StuPod. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. And its technology identifies people with the right experience and invites them to apply to your job so you get qualified candidates faster. In fact, after posting his job on ZipRecruiter, Dylan said he was amazed by how quickly great candidates were applying and found his new director of coffee in just a few days. With results like that, it's no wonder 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. See why ZipRecruiter is effective for businesses of all sizes. Try ZipRecruiter for free. It is free. You're welcome. At our web address, ZipRecruiter.com/StuPod. That's ZipRecruiter.com/StuPod. StuPod.
Stupidity!
Juju Smith-Schuster with us. By the way, so you were just on a very credible show, Golic and Wingo. It's like the flagship show for ESPN, and now you're on a podcast called Stupidity, just so you know. Okay? And by the way, and this is how stupid we are and why we call it Stupidity, Billy here, one of our producers, he thought you were a pro bowler. He thought you actually were a pro bowler. So,
yeah, I was reading.
Like
I was
bowling reading, lane bowler, not a pro bowler football.
Yeah, I was reading your research, and it's a 2018 pro bowler. I'm like, wow, he can bowl, too. Like, he's a professional bowler outside of this. So how are you at bowling?
I'm all right. I'm not bad, actually.
Pro level?
Yeah. Nah. I can do the pro spin, bowler. I can do the spin. I can definitely do the spin, but I cannot. I'm not a pro level. Like,
what's bowler. The highest you bowled?
Probably like 160.
Yeah. Wait, do you go to the outside purposely so you can get the spin on? Like, do you try to do that? Cause I think you just go straight down the middle, right?
Nah, you outside.
You gotta look
good. You gotta toss and you spin. Do you get like the light ball that you toss it as extra spin?
I do like a 10 or a 12.
Yeah, and then it gets into the gutter and you're like, crap, I
should have
done that.
Damn, I should have done that.
Yeah. Yes, so you want to be a rapper, huh? Is that your, post-football career? Is it rapping?
I think it'd be more so being a DJ than anything.
Okay.
But yeah, I mean, it's pretty cool. You know, I was last night, I went out, to live and Snoop Dogg was there. So
nice.
I was like, man, this dude's living a dream. Like, right. You know, he coached me when I was playing Pop Warner, and just to see him there out there, it was like, dude, this is really Snoop Dogg.
How was Snoop as a coach?
Like I said up there, he was like super lit. Like I'm talking about like lit, like how he is on stage.
Wait, did you come straight from live to here? Did you do that?
I'm not that crazy. I'm not that crazy. But yeah, yeah. I said, it's just that I got back at like 5 a.m.
Oh,
right.
My God.
I mean, so you came straight from live to here. Right? So, Juju, you're on a podcast called Stupidity. It's okay. Yeah, I also came straight from live to here, so I was there.
Okay.
Look at him. Awesome. You think he's ever been to live?
What rappers, like, who are your favorite rappers?
I would say Lil Baby, DaBaby, like you said, Snoop Dogg, Young Thug, a lot of guys, you know, who are, you know, my day and age growing up, Future.
Right.
You
yeah,
know.
Gotcha.
Who's your favorite rapper?
Oh, that's a good question.
That's a good question. Who is
probably
your favorite
Dr. Dre.
Nuts?
Yeah, there she is.
Yeah, Dr.
He's
Dre.
Just waiting for a name he recognizes.
Yeah, no, man, The Chronic, Dr. Dre, man. That album was, like, that's when I was growing up. That was the big album. Dr. Dre. Snoop Dogg, man. All right, man. Good luck right, next
man.
Season.
Yeah, man, thank you. Awesome. Yeah,
listen, cool, and by the way, if you decide to hold out, you call into this show and you let us know. Okay?
Yeah, for sure.
You break the news right here, okay? But thank don't you. Hold out. You don't want to be that guy, man.
Don't be that guy.
Stupidity! So I am sitting here with Stanzik. We are on Radio Row. It is Super Bowl in Miami. What Super Bowl is this? 54?
Yeah, 54. I knew that. LIV. 54. LIV. Yeah, yeah.
Live?
Mina told me the other day.
Club Live?
54, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
LIV. So Stanzik and I are standing where the ESPN setup is, okay? We are going to take you for a little journey around Radio Row here. Where are we? Miami? What is this? The Convention Center?
Convention Center, yeah.
All right, so we're going to take you a little journey around
Radio
Row.
A little stroll, but not the kind you're used to.
Not the normal kind of stroll. We'll see who we bump into. I am trying to ignore Amber Wilson and our boss, Justin Craig, to our right, because they seem to be having a very serious conversation. So I am going to keep it moving. I'm going to keep it moving. Justin, I love you. Okay, that was my boss. My boss, Justin Craig. I can bump in them anytime, though.
So, yeah.
Well, actually, I can. He's up. He's in Bristol, and I'm here. So we are walking through. We're on the edges of Radio Row. Stanzik just said hi to Tess. Okay.
Yeah.
It's Radio Row.
Yeah, she gave me a ride here this morning.
All right.
Oh, so, Wingo's doing hits. Oh boy. Let's get Wingo. I'll give him the mic. We'll say something.
Okay. This is the Lazy River. We are walking by.
We can also go to him whenever
we're
we want.
We're giving you a personal tour of Radio Row. Trey Wingo right now is having a conversation.
Yeah.
Trey, we are giving a tour
yes.
of the Stupidity listeners.
Yes.
We're giving him a tour of Radio Row.
Yes. Like I see you enough. This is Julie Stewart Binks from FUBO Sports.
Yes, and hey,
Alex
guys.
Dunn Chapman is right here.
Hello.
Hello,
Chapman Wingo. Listen, nothing... The least surprising thing of this entire interaction is that your son's name is Chapman.
Yeah, there you go. Well, it's a family thing. I mean,
we share the same name. If you so
it's,
know.
It's kind of problematic. We're working on the 17th generation of
it. What do you call the fourth? Is there a nickname for the fourth?
I'm quad.
You're a quad.
Cinco will inevitably arrive. So that will happen.
Are you guys doing something live right now?
We're live right now.
Oh, fantastic.
Okay, so, Stupidity. How about that?
Bigger than Oprah.
Thank you, Trey. By the way, I've met Trey. I think I've met your entire family now. What a lovely family.
Well, listen, they've all upgraded for me. I was clearly the gum on the shoe, and they are now above me. So,
thank you.
I'm just very thankful for my mother.
That's oh, get out.
Well played. Chapman,
I get
you.
No respect.
All right, sorry to break up the party. Thank you, guys. All right, we're just walking. We just keep walking along, ready to row. Paulie! Listen. Paulie, hold on a second. This is what Super Bowl and Radio Row is all about. You are walking around, giving people a tour, giving our podcast listeners a tour of Radio Row, and then boom, there's Paulie Papps, Super Bowl week, Radio Row. How about that, Dan Patrick, producer? How are you?
You're one of the three people I actually wanted to run to meet during Super Bowl week. You and I have texted back and forth for years.
I know.
I never got to meet you.
But you still haven't called me.
I know. Well, that's kind of the move, isn't it, down here?
Well, no, it's my move.
Oh, yeah, I know.
How's the week going for you guys?
It's fine.
And thanks for the invite over to the studios there.
Right? How about that?
How about that?
I'm consistent, aren't
I? I mean, DP, yeah. I mean, listen, I expected it from Dan at this point.
I know.
I bypassed you. It's me and Dan now.
You know, that's right. You can go directly to
him. I have straight access to Patrick now, man.
Well, I do have a report for you.
You know, I had the whole time where I drove him home from Dan's wedding.
Yeah.
We dropped him off at the hotel. We had sex, all that.
Right. Okay. He said there was a pants situation after the wedding, and you were involved. But I'm telling you, he came back from the wedding. He looked like he'd been on a 3-day tour of a like in war or something like that.
It was rough.
He almost needed a day off.
It was rough. You would have loved it because it quickly turned, at least from my perspective, it turned from the Dan Le Batard wedding to the Dan Patrick wedding.
Well,
he was holding court, man. Paul, he was.
He's one of those guys, like, he picks his spots. He lies in wait, and then he just kind of pounces. Right. And if you put Dan Patrick in an open bar together, I blame Le Batard. You know, he should have had cash bar, and then you had a shot.
All right, so we're walking through. How much time do we have?
We got about 5 minutes, four minutes.
Let's just take a little stroll. Strolling it. We are just... So to our right, this is Radio Row. There's some, inexplicably, in the middle of Radio Row, there's a Sleep Number bed.
Figured you'd be doing your show from there.
That's Radio Row. It's Super Bowl week. I am. We should do an interview from right there. I am passing Saquon Barkley right now. Saquon, who's going to win this week?
49ers.
49ers. I cannot believe it. Saquon Barkley. We got him on the podcast. How about that?
It's amazing. That's all they get.
Saquon Barkley. I am tempted to walk right through there onto people's sets because I don't care. Can we do that? Are we allowed?
Probably not.
I am passing the CBS Sports HQ studio. CBS Sports HQ is one of those things. Yo, what's up, dude? How are you, Brandon?
I'm good.
Good. Radio Row, you bumming the Brandon Tierney? That's what
happens. Where's the Bears? Are they coming out?
Bears? What do you mean?
Bear versus bear, buddy. Come
oh
on.
Oh, my God. Right, you know what I'm trying to do? I didn't watch a single episode, to be honest with you.
You know what? I didn't get all of them, actually. But I appreciate your honesty, dude. How you doing, man?
Dan was mortified when you were on. So we're just taking our podcast audience like for a little tour of Radio Row and seeing who we bump into. Dan was mortified that when you were on with us a couple of weeks ago promoting the Bear Show.
Yeah.
That all you wanted to do was talk Jets with me. Hey, and I understand why he was worried about us.
And you seem pretty offended, actually. Like, the conversation ended. I just want to ask you.
I wasn't offended. I was fully engaged. I was mad at Le Batard for not allowing us to have the conversation.
Conversation ended.
And, yeah, well, I think Dan was upset that you wanted to talk to me and not him. But that's usually the case when guests come on.
He's not a Jets fan. If he was, I'd talk to him.
Stupidity! So, we are continuing our tour of Radio Row. It's very exciting.
We can't even go this way.
We cannot go that way.
Yeah, rough start.
There is a very serious Jason Fitz conversation.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
Keep it moving. Oh, we got people sprinting.
People are running. Old man catching a football. That is what happened.
Go well. Who's throwing it? Oh, Ryan Leaf.
Oh, wow. He threw a little.
Oh, Ryan Leaf.
Slow it down.
Man. Wow. Oh, Sue Falls talked him into it. Look at this. Of course he did. Let's see if Stu Goss can catch it.
Ryan, right here. Let's go. Oh! Ooh.
There was a woman looking terrified behind this guy.
Ryan
who just
Leaf
got a ball.
Just threw a dart I don't know who this person is. Comedian. There you go. I mean, nice. It's the most accurate pass Leaf ever threw.
Hey, how about there? Hey!
And we sprint away from Ryan Leaf after we make a bad joke about
it. Oh, wow. I didn't even hear it.
You didn't hear what I said?
No.
I said it's the most accurate throw Leaf's ever made.
Oh, there it is.
And I only said that because you didn't throw it to me. Yeah, I'm very upset about it. Radio Row, this is what happens.
All right, let's see what we can find. Through.
Walking around the corner here. And there are people giving the appearance that they are very hard at work when they're actually doing nothing.
Yeah, nobody's doing anything.
How do I know? I've made a career out of it. What's the matter with me? Seriously. All right, so we're just walking through. You never know who you're going to see. Radio Row. Yo, yeah! Stupidity! Oh, I will yell loud. I don't care. I will break up shows. It does not matter. I'll get fired. I won't get fired.
That's what I'm worried about.
Scrub that. All right, so we continue to walk through Radio Row here. There's Anquan Boldin. We spent some time with him. He's about to talk to Adam Schein. Hey, Adam, what's up, man? Good. How are you? What's happening? Let's talk to Adam Schein.
All right.
This is what Radio Row is all about. You walk through. We're giving our audience for our podcast just a little tour of Radio Row. We talked to Saquon Barkley.
Yeah.
We talked to some people. So we just whoever we run into, we talk to. Are you enjoying
it? So I shouldn't feel special at all.
You should absolutely not feel special. You're the 17th person to come on the podcast today.
Oh, nice. I made the top 20. Yes, Mazel tov. I feel good.
Only because we bumped into you before we bumped into 20 other people even considered me.
Exactly right. Are you enjoying Miami?
I live for it. It's great. I mean, you're here all the time.
I know.
I mean, the one thing I have to say, though, and I'm talking to you, it's the hair. My hair is not built for the humidity.
You know, I go out, I'm jogging every morning, right. I'm loving every second of it. Right. But, you know, I still have the Jufro.
Right.
So it's the hair.
Yes.
Other than that, Miami's unbelievable.
Yeah, but you've gelled it up nicely, I mean.
But it's hair clay. Hair, no gel. Come on. It's hair clay.
I love that. Hair clay. Well, here, listen, this is what I had the same problem.
I had similar hair.
This is what I'm saying.
I just cut it off. It's easier, you know? Well, just get a six all the way around, you're good.
Yeah, but then you don't want to cut off your hair. You either have hair, you don't cut it off, you keep it.
I mean,
that's the way it goes.
I'm just shortening it so I don't have to deal with the humidity. I'm telling you, I have the same exact hair problem as you have. And by the way, you have a beautiful head of hair. I got to tell you, you really do. It's your best feature, right?
I mean, unbelievable hair. My hair is tremendous. It's part of the deal. Now, here's the thing. So you're saying if I, in a different world, if I lived in Miami, I'd have no hair.
I'm saying eventually you would chop the hair. Yeah. You chop it down. Like all I do now is I walk in, I get a six all the way around. I don't have to deal with the humidity. I don't deal with anything. So how's the show going? How's everything going? You're working at Mad Dog. You're doing a lot of great stuff. I've read a million times that you've had chances to go to WFAN. I'm like, why not WFAN for Adam Schein? I always pegged you for WFAN and me, by the way.
Well, I appreciate that.
With you.
I mean, we'll make it happen. Yeah. So what are you saying? We're going to do the show together?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Show. I'm in. That's right. Pitch it. It's done. It's a new show.
Stupidity. All right, so we're walking back. Let's see. You never know who you see on Radio Row.
Yeah, cameras are on everywhere else. Sage Steele's over there. Brady Quinn.
It's all happening now. I mean, everything is happening. Sage Steele, I am not going to get involved in this conversation, even though I desperately want to, yes. Yeah. I mean, that's very un-Stugazian right there. I should have just barged right in.
Are you get more intimidated by Brady Quinn. Guy's a hunk. My God.
I mean, this Sirius XM, man, Jesus, they have a lot of money. Look at this setup. I mean, there's Doggy. Hey, Doggy. Hey, get out of there. This is my buddy Brandon Tierney. We just spoke to him on the podcast. He was on our show like a month ago. So you know what he asked me there, Stanzik, right?
No.
He was on a show promoting the show, you know, this bear versus man or whatever show.
Yeah,
so he goes, hey, have you watched the show? I go, what show?
Yeah. Have you watched the show?
He goes, dude, I was on your show promoting my show. I go, yeah, what show?
Surprised you remembered he was on.
All I remember is the Jack question he asked me.
It's all about you. That a boy.
I'm such an ass.
Never change.
I won't. I can't.
Ooh, playmaker.
Oh, yeah, man, playmaker. Michael. Hey, Michael. Stugatz. How you doing, man?
I'm doing good. Good.
Yeah. I got to say hi to the playmaker.
My man. You are, man.
Good, man.
How are you? Always good seeing you, man. Y'all be killing it.
Yo, those are the best f***ing shoes I've ever seen. Michael, those are the best f***ing shoes I've ever seen in my life.
That's what I do. I wear the things that you will say is the best you ever saw.
I love you, dude.
The playmaker.
Little playmaker. Stupidity!
All right, one of the really great guys to play in the NFL, 2015 Walter Payton Man of the Year Award, and former NFL wide receiver Anquan Boldin is here on behalf of Office Depot, talking about their partnership rooted in championing entrepreneurship, empowering education, and strengthening communities. And we'll get to that with Anquan in just a second. 14 years in the NFL. I'm wondering, like, what do you miss most about the NFL?
I think just the, I think there's a couple things that you miss. Obviously you miss the competition part of it.
Right.
But the relationships that you form in the locker room, the day-to-day relationships that you have, and then just the grind of it all, getting prepared for Sundays. I think those are things that you miss.
Where's the Super Bowl ring? Where do you keep that thing?
At home, in the case.
In a case?
Yeah.
Insured, right?
Oh, yeah.
But is it a case, like in a safe, or is it just in a case, like sitting on the dresser somewhere?
Nah, it's in a safe place.
All right. Thing would always be on my finger, especially Radio Row Super Bowl week.
Nah, man. I hate wearing rings. I would never wear it.
Okay.
I have national championship rings, all of that stuff, but I don't wear
them. You don't
wear them? So, nah.
Do you stare at them? I would. What do you mean? I'd stare at him. What do you mean? Why? What do you? You want? You're a Super Bowl champion, Anquan.
Yeah, but I mean, me not wearing a ring or not staring at it won't change that.
Stanzik, my producer, is laughing because if I had one of those things, not only would I not take it off, I would just stare at it on my finger the entire time. I mean, listen, if you don't want to wear yours, I'll wear it for you. How about that? Make that happen. Do you have a good Joe Flacco story for us?
A good Joe Flacco? Yes.
Oh, you do? Good.
So, Joe Flacco, right? I get to Baltimore. You know, I was in Arizona first 7 years, and then I get traded over to Baltimore. And, you know, we go through off-season program, and I asked Joe after the off-season program stuff happened, you know, after mini camp and stuff like that.
Sure.
Hey, man, you're going to be around because, you know, I'm new out here. Want to make sure, you know, we work on the chemistry.
Right.
You know, before training camp comes around, I want to make sure that we're in a good place that we – oh, no, I'm sorry. I got to go back home. I'm like, home? Where is home? Like Jersey.
Right.
So I'm like, okay, cool. Are you gonna come, you know, back to Baltimore like before the off season is done with?
Right.
He was like, nah. So I'm like, where are you staying in Jersey? My parents. I'm like, what? He was living at his parents' house. Like, right. This is a guy who's been in the NFL for years.
Like, we have, there are bees standing. Anquan's reacting. Like, we have blank stares on our face. What are you talking about?
At his parents' house. I'm talking with a room.
Right.
Like, this is where he lived.
Oh, my God.
How much he was had, he? He had been in the league for over, what, 4 years at that time? Like,
so he had made probably, I don't know, $20 million of that.
And he was living with his parents.
Unbelievable. Do you mock him still to this day?
Oh, yeah, I mess with him all the time. He's married now, so he got his own house.
Ed Reed used to tell us, in fact, Joe Flacco said the same thing at one point, but Ed Reed, who we're very close with because we're a Miami-based show when Dan went to the University of Miami. So we've had Ed on our show a million times. We asked him one time, did you actually listen to anything Ray Lewis said in those pregames?
No.
Ed had the same response.
Oh, my God. Next time you have Ed on, listen, next time you have Ed on,
yeah,
ask him about the Super Bowl in New Orleans and – what we were doing, me and him, we were sitting side by side when Ray Lewis gave his speech about getting naked before his teammates.
Wait, I'd rather ask you about it. I have you right here. Come on.
You gotta ask Ed.
Come on. You can't leave that hanging there. No, whoa. Stupidity happens. Listen, let's leave it, like, not the interview. Let's leave that portion of the interview right there, and we will get Ed on with you together,
yes.
Okay? And
yes.
You guys, I am dying to know. But that seems to be a common theme amongst Ray's teammates, where they were tuning him out during these speeches that were supposedly legendary.
Yeah. Oh, they are legendary. They are legendary. If you had the opportunity to sit in on one of them, you would never forget them.
Really?
Never.
Do guys, like, eventually, like, a couple minutes in, they just, like glancing over at each other, smiling?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And Ray doesn't notice, right?
So Ed could never look at me when Ray was speaking.
Because you'd start cracking up. Oh, that is tremendous, man. Oh, God. Anquan Boldin with us here on Stupidity. You're here on behalf of Office Depot, so why don't you tell us what you're one of the great guys, man. I don't think people really realize 2015 Walter Payton Man of the Year. But I know some people because we live pretty close in proximity and everyone swears by you. They say the nicest person you'll ever meet in your life. And you are, having spent the last 10 minutes with you. So what are you doing? Because you're doing great stuff with Office Depot. Why don't you tell us?
Yeah, I'm doing some partnership with Office Depot. And for me, it was a no-brainer. I think our visions align. Things that I've done with my foundation over the last 16, 17 years is something that they're invested in.
Right.
When you're talking about investing in our youth, investing in education, investing in small businesses, which in turn helps our communities. You know, when the opportunity was presented to me, man, it was a no-brainer for me.
All right, it's awesome work, man. You did play in Arizona. You played with Larry Fitzgerald. This question might be a bit uncomfortable, okay? But we have been saying on our show for years, that Larry Fitzgerald, he has a perfect – he's got a perfect ass, Anquan. That's
what?
No, but we ask other players about it, and they agree with us. They do. You can't look at me the way Ed Reed couldn't look at you during Ray Lewis's speech. I mean, I'm sorry. That's what me and Libertar talk about. And Larry knows it because he's been on the show with us.
Wow.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
Stupidity. You're not even going to address it or answer it, nor should you.
I can't.
There's no reason to. There's no reason to. What are you cracking up? You've never heard that before? Why would you? What a stupid question.
Stupidity.
All right, fun week, fun episode. Our thanks to Frank Caliendo, Saquon Barkley. He said one word, Stanley.
Big interview, big get. Not everyone got Saquon this week. We did.
We got Saquon.
What's up?
Saquon, that's the biggest guest we ever got on Stupati. That or Will Cain, huh? How about that? Yeah.
You're welcome.
Hey, he's back. I mean, yeah, Radio Row, there he is. You say his name, boom. Oh, God. Juju Smith-Schuster as well. Yeah. We appreciate it. A lot of fun. Chris Law just sent me a text saying, likewise, brother. I don't even know what I texted him because it's Radio Row Super Bowl week and you have no idea. I have plans with 19 people tonight at 19 different locations. 15 of those people, I don't know. I mean, that is amazing. That's what happens at Radio Row. Thanks to all our guests. Thanks to tuning in as usual. Please subscribe, rate, review, unsubscribe, resubscribe, re-rate, re-review. We have another bonus episode coming up, and when are we releasing that?
Probably back to back. Who knows?
All right, you're gonna get two for the price of none. I mean, how about that? And by none, I mean I can pay nothing. See ya.
Stupidity.